Good evening and welcome, and thank you for your attendance. This evening we wish to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land we are meeting on, their elders past and present. We have some disclosures of interest for tonight's motions. Councillor Peter Osborne has declared an interest in disposal of property of the old bakery in Bindoon. Councillor Peter Osborne has declared an interest in the Tourism Advisory Group, which will be appointing a representatives. And Councillor Osborne has declared an interest in the post office lease item. All right. Now, this listed as disposal of property, but it's actually a lease on the post office, so we're not selling it.
Mr. President, just while we wait for that disclosure form to be filled in, could we just register if there are any apologies? Because I have one from a resident, Mrs. Carolyn Cover, who has a question for public question time tonight but isn't able to attend, so she wants to register an apology.
One apology here from Mrs. Carolyn Cover. Thanks, Mr. CEO. We have another disclosure of interest from Councillor Kylie Hughes in the long-term financial plan item. Public question time. Do we have some questions? Thank you.
Robert Pizzino, 1 Casuarina Close, town site. What's the future plan for the trail bike ride at the back of the town there, Stonehouse Trail? How's that funded? And that's been on the books for a while, but there doesn't seem to be much done on it. Today I took a ride down there on my bike. It's actually not bad. They could do with a burning off and a good raking and stuff like that. But it's a nice trail. And I noticed there was an old vintage rusty old car in the swamp. Now, the museum's got a lot of vintage, rusty old stuff there. If they incorporate that, would the Shire incorporate that along that trail as an art trail, like they do at Cottesloe? You know, you just allow local artists that might want to put something there as well. That would add a bit of interest. So would the Shire look at this?
We do have some funding for that trail here in the budget, so,
But no, nothing's happening on it.
No.
Well, it's the only bike track on the thing today.
Yeah. If you'd like to put in some suggestions, then we'll look at them, for sure.
All right, that's about all. Thank you.
Thanks, Robert. Any other questions?
Is anybody else talking?
Monty?
Can we talk for about 4 and a half minutes?
Certainly.
Okay, no worries, because it does go back to history of North Road and Hay Flat Road and what all happened wrong. Because I go back a long time. Right, I'll start now. I would like to talk to the Shire. I worked for Shires and this Shire for 26 years doing roadworks and stockpiling gravel. Going back years ago, the Shire was bitumising 1 kilometre on North Road, then next year 1 kilometre on Hay Flat Road, then do the same on North Road the next year. Then my neighbour, the other side of North Road with their farm, she got in touch with the Shire, as she was a councillor. In the Shire, she said she did not want any more bitumen on North Road, along the side of their farm. And then the Shire done all Hay Flat Road, and over a lot of years, and it is a lot longer road than North Road. And the only reason she wanted no more bitumen was because nearly every morning she would ride one horse with two other horses tied with her, and she would ride down the bitumen road. It should not have been allowed to ride horses down North Road. and it should have all been bitumised. When they were doing it, then the Shire would grade the road in 3 weeks. The gravel on the road was that bad, it would come up 10 inches high in rows and then corrugated between when vehicles drove on it. Then when there was big rains, big deep creeks would be on the steep hills and the Shire would have to bring gravel to fix it. One morning, I was driving around the bad gravel corner and a woman was driving a car on the bad corner on the wrong side of the road, of the rough road. I had just to get off the road so there was not a crash. I then got in touch with the Shire to say, I have good gravel on my place, please come and have a look at it. The Shire then carted thousands of tonnes to improve the road. It is the best gravel I've ever seen gravel roads. It has gone down like a bitumen. It had not been graded for a long time, many years. And then the Shire sent a grader to grade it about 5 months ago. The grader had started on a few kilometres when I come down the road and stopped to talk to the grader, the driver. I said to him, this road does not want grading. And he said, the road is so perfect. He said, I agree, it does not want grading. I got in touch with the Shire and no more grading was done on it. There's only just over 1 kilometre which shows a lot of granite rock that needs grading, and that's what I was going to suggest, that it does need grading because it's when I pushed up the D10, that gravel, there was just one little patch of granite rock with it, and the dust comes out of it and that exposes the granite rock, and that's the only spot, 1.5 kilometre. Granite rock, and it needs grading. I would be good if the Shire could use a dust settler on that one section to stop the rock coming out all the time. The other end of the gravel road, where it meets the bitumen, it had gone dangerous for cars because where you got the bitumen and the gravel come to it, it goes really down, and it was that bad because cars could wreck their thing. And only about 3 weeks ago, I put gravel there myself just to make it safe again so that there was no problem there. It meets the bitumen. It had gone dangerous for cars coming off the gravel onto the bitumen. It took gravel for me to make it safe. I talked to all farmers on North Road. They all only just over a kilometre where the granite rock comes up in the road and needs grading. The rest of the road has not been graded for years and it's still a perfect road. A lot of trucks use the road and it's still a good road and still does not need grading. This summer, 3.5 inches of storm come down and didn't do any damage on the roads. When the winter teeming with rain, I drove at 100 kilometres an hour. I put my brakes on when it's teeming with rain and you just pull up straight away without a problem on this gravel road. It's so unique. And when it is all wet, I never get mud over my car. It's still so perfect. Because you've got a lot of gravel roads on the other roads. You've got to go 40 kilometres an hour. You can slip and slide. You get mud all over you. And this is so unique, this gravel. My neighbour called me a week ago and said they're going to cart thousands of tonnes of hay on North Road. And another farmer will do the same too. They are all big trucks and trailers and are going to the big hay processor at the end of North Road, because that's a huge big business there now, because they put a huge shed there the other day to fill in that much hay, because it's a company overseas bought the place now at the end of North Road, if you know what I mean, end of North Road. And just coming out of the roads where it's been graded with a strong wind, it will be terrible for the dust. The dust does not come up too bad where it has not been graded. Thank you for listening to me, as I'm 76 and may not be around much longer, so then the North Road won't matter me much. It is a pity that it would have been bitumised years ago, because it should have been, and she should never have got to the Shire and said, I don't want any more bitumen on this because you want to ride a horse down the gravel road. And that was the wrong thing to do. You know, because the Shire down all North Road, it's a lot longer road than the K-flat road's a lot longer road than North Road. And even down Spillman Road, they took about 450 yards down a steep little hill just as you come off the bitumen and go down. That never needs grading. and they're still great, but since you go around the corner on the road, it's all corrugated in 3 weeks' time. It's all bad, and yet my gravel coming down the road, it is so unique. And even the grader driver done it the other day, and I said, God's sake, don't grade the whole road. And he did grade sections that didn't even need grading, because, I mean, I know it's wet, and they did that, rolled that thing on it to heat it down a bit more, but it was still perfect, you know. And, you know, all that rain on those steep hills never even washes anything. Just comes down. Before, there was these massive creeks coming down the gravel. Oh, it's unique. And it is a shame that it's so perfect, that gravel out of my place. It's the best gravel I've ever known all the years I've pushed gravel up anywhere. It's, you know, to have everything on it, and it's still that smooth like here.
Yeah.
God, it's unique. It's not a corrugation in anywhere. Just like this, the table here. And, you know, otherwise, roads like that are all go like this, and oh, God.
You got plenty more gravel there than Monty?
Yeah, well, there's still a bit there, but it's only one, it's the most unique little spot. Because, like I said, I've worked for pushing, God knows how many thousands, hundreds of thousands of tons for shires over the years, and oh, God, nothing was like that in my place. It's the most unique one, not a big D10 pushing it up, and that's why I pushed a little bit of granite up with it, and that's why the dust comes out of this one little section.
Yeah.
And I don't know how hard it is to experiment with a bit of dust settler on that one little section, because the rest doesn't need anything doing. But that does, the dust comes out, and then the rock, the granite rock, starts to expose everywhere on about 1.5 kilometres. And that's the only bit that I complain about, is that that's, you know.
Yeah.
And they've graded it now, or it looks good now, but once the dust comes out again, it's going to go and show all the granite rock. So I don't know how long it would be to try and experiment with something on it, just to see if that doesn't happen again. Because it would have been lovely if it had all been bitumised when it should have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, thanks for listening to me.
Well, I hope you're around for many more years. Sorry? Marty, I'm 77, and I hope you'll be around.
Yeah, 77, I'm 76. I hope you'll be around a bit longer. Oh, look at that. No, I'll be battling to catch up to you.
You'll be right,
though. Anyhow, thanks for listening to
us. Thanks very much for that.
Because it goes back a bit of history, that does.
Yeah. It's a good news story. We need some of them. We're still public question time. Have we got any more questions? Okay. Petitions, presentations, petitions and deputations. You got anyone for... I've got a presentation here. It's to do with the courtesy bus drivers. The Chittering Community Courtesy Bus proposal stemmed from the Shire of Chittering Age-Friendly Community Plan 2016-2019 and the Shire of Chittering Youth Strategy 2015-2018. The project was established as a 12-month trial to determine the suitability and if there was a need for community transport service to visit the metropolitan centres of Midland and Joondalup. The 12-month trial commenced on 1st November 2016 and concluded on 1st November 2017. The service has been retained by council as a regular service offered by the Shire. The bus service runs weekly, alternating between Joondalup and Midland metropolitan centres, offering 21 seats for passengers. This service has been supported by two regular volunteer drivers since its inception. Councillor Peter Osborne was a regular driver for the Joondalup run until July 2019, and Mr John Barlow has been the regular driver for the Midland run. Recently tendered his resignation from this service, effective from the 30th September to 2020. The commitment of both gentlemen in making themselves available to support our community on a regular basis over the past 4 years has been invaluable and greatly appreciated by council, staff and community members alike. As a token of appreciation, please accept our thanks and a gift. Now, we've got a couple of gifts here for you. If Mr Barlow and Councillor Osborne would like to come up and present this one. Appreciation of your service.
Thank
Peter?
You. Thank you.
Yep, thank you very much. John?
Thank you, John.
Appreciate everything you've done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Get your time. Come on, John. That's better. Well done.
Thank you. If there's no other deputations, we have an application for leave of absence. Motion that Council approve the application for leave of absence from Councillor John Davis for the period inclusive of Sunday 4th of October. No, that's right. Should be Sunday 4th 4th of October until Saturday, 31st of October, 2020. Do we have a mover? I think you move that, wouldn't you, John?
What?
You would move that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'll
move. Come on, second. All in favour of that motion? Thank you. Carried. Confirmation of minutes. We have the minutes from ordinary meeting of council 19th of August 2020. That the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on Wednesday 19th of August 2020 be confirmed as a true and correct record of proceedings. Is there someone to move that?
I think that wasn't right, the minutes.
Well, I think we'll get it moved and then you can move an amendment, John. So, you'll move it. Okay. Councillor Curtis, seconder, Councillor Angus. Councillor Curtis.
Yeah, Mr. President, I voted. I think the amendment on the item 11 last month, I voted against the motion. And got it down 6-0. It should read 5-1.
I haven't got a copy of it here, but.
I haven't got a copy. Is it?
We have a recording, hopefully. This is the one that you spoke on, John.
It's a possibility, John, I might have made a mistake and wrote down 6 and then gave the information to Natasha instead of doing 5-1. It might be my mistake.
But it doesn't matter whose mistake.
I've not been able to download the
question.
I've got it down to 6-0 all the way through.
Well,
there's no 5-1s in there.
That was my motion, but I didn't vote for the amendment. I voted for the motion, yes, but I didn't vote for the amendment.
Oh, so the amendment is what was passed.
The amendment was that that the study be undertaken and funded by NGA. But I didn't vote for the. I voted against that amendment. I'm pretty sure I voted against it.
Okay. Well, we need to amend the record, apparently. Thanks, Councillor Curtis. So I suppose if we consider this with the amendment, I better take a note of what that motion was. Yeah, well, I'll put them in on at the meeting, and there's been a few mistakes made. So I think we've got to get this right. It's supposed to be a correct record of the meeting. We might leave those minutes till the next meeting and get them corrected. Okay.
Second phase of the motion, please.
Mm. We'll go on to corporate services.
Actually, if you've got a mover and seconder, you probably have to deal with the item first.
All right. Well, I think John's... Yep, Councillor Curtis?
I'm happy to leave until the next meeting to work it out.
Yeah, well, perhaps I'll put it...
I mean, I haven't... the recording, it should be on the recording anyways.
Yeah. Perhaps we can leave it till we check the recording, I think would be a sensible way to go.
But if it's a show of hands, you won't hear it.
No.
That's the trouble, yeah. No, I think we'll lay it on the table. I'll put a motion to lay it on the table. All in favour?
I need a mover and a second for that.
Yeah. What do you think, John? I've got a seconder.
Yeah, okay. I agree with you, Mr. President.
I've got a mover and seconder.
Yep.
You still have to vote just on the first one.
Yeah, yeah, because there's a mover and a second, you probably need to vote on that.
We need to, yeah, okay. We'll put that to the vote anyway. All in favour of that original motion to confirm the minutes? I'll declare that lost, and I'll put a vote to lay it on the table. We have a mover and seconder. All in favour?
Yep.
Lay it on the table. Thank you. We've got the two Johns.
So Councillor Davis. Yep.
Corporate services. We have a motion here, a list of accounts paid. Someone like to move that?
I'll move it.
Thanks, Councillor Angus. Seconder? Councillor Ross? Any comments? Bit disappointed the cost of this IT business that I know the previous CEO spent hundreds of thousands on IT, and is still costing us large amounts of money to upkeep for this IT, and I haven't seen any savings achieved, so very disappointing, but hopefully we can do something in the future. All in favour of this motion? Thank you. Carried. Monthly financial reports. We've got a mover. Councillor Hughes. Seconder, Councillor Osborne. Councillor Hughes.
I think that the couple of questions that we had in relation have been asked and answered, so I don't see that there's anything untoward.
Thanks, Councillor Hughes. Any other comments? I'll put to the vote. Those in favour? Thank you. Carried. Change to method of valuation used for rating purposes. This is for the BP at Mushe. Do we have a mover? Councillor Ross. Seconder? Councillor Osborne. Councillor Ross.
Mr. President, there's probably not a lot of commentary that we need to offer on this. It's a procedural step that we need to take in order that the CEO can follow up by contacting the Minister. So it seems to me very straightforward.
Right. Councillor Osborne? Thank you. All in favour? Thank you. Carried. We have a motion here to revoke a council resolution, which I've withdrawn.
Mr. President, do you have the ability to do that during the meeting without the vote of council to do so?
Councillor Ross, I've just done it. I don't need the comments. I can give you reasons if you want to, but I don't think you'll enjoy it, and I don't think the CEO will enjoy it. We've got Black Boy Ridge name consultation.
I think that we need to consult standing orders as to procedure of withdrawing the motion.
It's already withdrawn. We've moved on. Thanks, Councillor Hughes.
Well, there's nothing under the standing orders to allow the withdrawal of an
item.
Or disallow it. Black Boy Ridge, we've got a mover. I'll move it.
I move that we adjourn the meeting for purposes of consulting the standing orders.
Second. I'll put it to the vote. Who wants to adjourn the meeting? Carried. Meeting adjourned.